Let's get back to the unfolding situation today in Venezuela, where opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for what he calls the final phase of the effort to force President Nicolas Maduro from power. He's trying to get the military to abandon Maduro and side with him. Joining us now is Fernando Cutts, who's a fellow at the Wilson Center and was a senior advisor to former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Fernando, welcome to you. And the Venezuelan foreign minister said today that this coup attempt, which is what it's being called, was planned in Washington. What kind of conversations do you think are going on in Washington right now among the Trump administration about what's happening there? Or how involved have they been in what's going on in Venezuela?
Well, good afternoon, Jeremy, and thank you very much for having me on. You know, I think that the term coup is already a term that's being incorrectly used by the Maduro regime. If there was ever a coup that took place in Venezuela, it was really when Maduro himself chose to ignore the people, ignore the popular vote last year, and decide to stay in power against the will of his own people. And so I think what's happening now is perhaps a military uprising of sorts, where the military is siding with the people of Venezuela and saying enough is enough. The people have suffered for too long, and it's time to stand up to the dictatorship that Maduro has led. The United States has certainly been very involved, along with over 52 other countries from around the world, in supporting interim President Guaido and supporting the people of Venezuela throughout this constitutional crisis of sorts. But at the heart of it, it's a real Venezuelan issue. It's a Venezuelan crisis, and it's going to require a Venezuelan response. And so I think this is what we're seeing play out right now.
So what do you think is going to happen? We've already seen reports today of military vehicles running over protesters out in the streets of Caracas. It's a dangerous situation there. It looks like there are some clashes going on. What do you expect will happen?
It's a very unfortunate situation, and it's unclear at the moment. I think it's one of those things that, you know, we're going to need probably a few hours or maybe a day to let the smoke clear out and actually see what the situation is like on the ground. There's a lot of rumors going around. There's a lot of speculation. Both sides are, of course, engaged in their own kind of version of spinning the events that are happening. But the reality is most likely very messy. I think there are factions of the military that seem to be siding with Guaido, and it's unclear how large those factions are. And there seem to be factions of the military that are still siding with Maduro and are willing to, you know, as you said, plow down the people who are trying to protest in the streets. So I think this will unfortunately be very messy. But it's, I think it's critical that this be resolved in as peaceful a manner as possible and that democracy be restored to Venezuela.
And just briefly, what do you think is at stake around the rest of the world? We've already seen Russia come out and say they're condemning what's going on there. Turkey also not very happy.
Absolutely. I think the entire world isn't happy, to be honest. You know, I think that much we're all united on. The status quo was not sustainable for the people of Venezuela. It was a real humanitarian crisis. We've been seeing images around the world for months now of the incredible suffering, the starvation, the malnutrition, mm-hmm. lack of medicine, lack of basic hygiene. And so something had to change. Whether or not this will be the thing that changes is still, you know, unclear. But ultimately, again, I think Maduro needs to step aside, allow democracy to be restored, and allow humanitarian assistance back into the country.
That's Fernando Cutts, a fellow at the Wilson Institute, the Wilson Center, rather, in Washington. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.